Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting, one show at a time.
Off the Mark has a great announcement to make. Our show is now on Stitcher. Listen to us on your iPhone, Android, BlackBerry, and WebOS phones. Stitcher is smart radio for your phone. Find it in your app store or at Stitcher.com. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
86 Productions.
Hello, friends, and welcome to Off the Mark. We are your source for professional wrestling. I am Andrew. He is Aaron. Let's start the show by discussing the most recent news. Boom Boom Cole Cabana does a dark match against Wade Barrett before SmackDown this week.
Yeah, that's. I think it's incredibly cool that he was able to do a match on SmackDown. I think that this might be part of CM Punk's perk package, you know, to get Cole Cabana back. And Cole Cabana has... He has neglected a few dates. He's told people that he's busy at certain times, so maybe he's actually joining WWE full time. What do you think?
Well, this could be, but he's also going over to England over the next few weeks, so he could have just had a tryout match basically to see if maybe he's up to their quote unquote caliber of people. But the other thing also, he actually was announced as Cole Cabana and not Scotty Goodman like he was previously. So this is kind of a big deal. So he came out as Boom Boom Cole Cabana. So this is a big deal. It was a dark match, so I can't tell you the exact music he used, but I hope it was as usual. So anyway, so the WWE, it looks like they're finally allowing the word wrestling, because they've been talking about wrestling more than they have entertaining. So I'm thinking now that they have to be allowing that word. I mean, what do you think?
I think that what happened was it was like Coke and Coke 2. So Coke 2 came out, I think it was like 94-ish? No, it was like 92-ish. About 92 or so, Coke 2 came out, and then they went back to Coke, and the sales like doubled for whatever reason. Makes no sense. Mm-hmm. No sense at all, right? So, you know, I think that this might be one of those things kind of like it, where WWE is like, we're not going to use the word wrestling. They get publicity for it, right? And then they say, nope, we're going to go back to using wrestling, and they get more publicity.
Yeah, that is completely true. And you know, I guess it is true. Wrestling does matter. And now what is Impact Wrestling going to do? Because that's their big campaign was wrestling matters. And now the WWE is wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what are they going to do next? So Jeremiah Riggs, if you remember him, he was Jeremiah from WWE's Tough Enough Season 5 or Season 1, depending on who you talk to. And he recently came out and said that he was... very upset for the fact that he was not offered a WWE contract. I mean, is this kind of big news to you, Aaron?
Not really. It's not that big a news. But the reason why we're even talking about it is because, you know, being on Tough Enough doesn't mean that you made it. You know, like winning the contract doesn't mean you made it either. I'm sorry, but Andy Levine or whatever his name is, he hasn't made it yet. You know who's made it? The Miz. John Morrison. Those two people have made it. Those two people have.
That's Skip Sheffield?
The only two people. And no, because he hasn't been on TV in forever. He hasn't held a title, you know. Mm. But those two, though, Miz and Morrison, have made it. So that's the thing. Jeremiah, if he really wants to be in the WWE, he's going to work his butt off, and he's going to make it there. That's what's going to happen.
The other thing that I thought was interesting is in the interview, he said that all the wrestlers are the same. They all have the long hair. They all have the same look. They do the same moves. And then he actually stated he was so upset about the fact that he even offered him a contract when he went down to FCW that as soon as he left the FCW training facility, he shaved his head because they said he would not be like them, which I thought was very interesting because he's basically saying that all wrestlers look the same there. And he said that's why the developmental stinks. And I thought that was really interesting that he went that far. But anyway, so Gail Kim, is she trying to get fired?
Probably. Maybe she wants to go back to TNA where wrestling matters. Where women's wrestling matters, where it's not a bunch of blonde bimbos who don't know how to wrestle.
Well, I thought what was very interesting is that no one realized what happened, because this is going to go into Raw. No one realized that on Raw, she just kind of hit someone and went outside the ring, eliminated himself, and no one noticed it. And that's the weird part, because you would think that someone would have noticed, hey, why did she just walk out? Well, her thing was she didn't want to be in the match for 1 minute and then leave. Completely understand. Mm-hmm. So do you think she's trying to get fired?
I don't want to say she's trying to, but it's one of those things where, like, oh, if I get fired, I get fired.
Okay, I see your point. Well, maybe they should do something with her, and anyways.
Yeah.
So today
Andy, I no, okay, look. Today I learned. I wanted to bring this back, all right? Now, we talked about it a few weeks back, mm-hmm. kind of funny story. And I just wanted to bring up the fact that Paul Bearer, the Undertaker and Kane's manager, was actually a funeral director. Did you know that?
I did know that, actually.
Hmm, really?
Yes.
I thought that was interesting. You want more research? Wikipedia.
Okay. Anyway, so CM Punk opens Raw, and it gets interrupted by Trips. I figure this is happening, but I do like the fact that the interaction between the two have been really good, and there's been no fighting yet. So I'm just wondering, are they setting something up for WrestleMania?
I do believe so. I think that this is going to be something they will have a package on that will start from this point and go all the way to April.
Now, do you think they actually plan this out, or this is like, hey, this might actually work, so we're just going to run with it?
I think that when they redid the script so many times and they said, you know, Triple H is going to pedigree Punk, I think that they left that out because of this, because I think that WrestleMania, Royal Rumble, something like that, this would be a big, big story.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So Triple H and CM Punk, they go back and forth for a while, and then it ends really weird, like almost like it wasn't scripted, like things happen. And he goes, I'm a pipe bomb, takes the mic, turns it over, and drops it into the ring, which I think is actually kind of pretty cool. He's been doing that.
Yeah, so. Yeah. But it's interesting. It's made him unique, too. That's the other big thing. And mm-hmm. I like the back and forth. I actually thought they had pretty good chemistry. And if you would have told me this maybe 2 months ago, like what would I think of Punk versus Triple H, I would have said it would be weird. It's like it'd be like Punk versus Undertaker. I thought it was a stupid feud. Okay. But I think with Punk now versus Triple H now, I think this could be huge down the road.
Okay, all right. So let's we got to talk about John Morrison and R-Truth and Rey versus Miz for SummerSlam. Pretty excited about this. It's nice to see John Morrison back, and I think what they've done with R-Truth, it's kind of with the tag match they had, I thought it was really interesting because R-Truth was saying, is it like a conspiracy? And the Miz was like, I can't believe this. And he started talking to himself like R-Truth. I thought that came off as pretty funny. But overall, mm-hmm. it's going to be nice to see a couple of decent matches actually for SummerSlam.
Yeah, the only thing I don't like, though, is that it hasn't really been built up that well. I think that the Morrison Truth thing is okay, but Rey versus Miz, they're going to have a match at SummerSlam, but we just watched them have a match on free TV last week. And then they're going to try to build that up into a feud 3 weeks later? Like, no, that's dumb. That's my biggest problem with it. But that does lead me into something that is pretty good, which is A-Rai. His next big feud is going to be against Dolph Ziggler.
Which is a big deal, but you almost have to have Alex Riley go over in this case. Again, you almost have to have him go over twice. So he has to be the U.S. title champion, I think, after this.
Mm-hmm.
So
I think he might win it too soon, though.
Well, I mean, if you had Dolph go over, but you had him cheat to go over, and then you said at the next pay-per-view, it's going to be, you know, no holds barred, Dolph and him in a steel cage or something like that, I think that would actually be very interesting.
I'll eat crow if I'm wrong. I think that he shouldn't have the title. I think that he should earn it. You know, it should take a while. Like, he needs to have something huge happen to him where he will deserve the title. That's my biggest thing.
All right. Okay. So Del Rio versus Kofi Kingston is basically a lock for SummerSlam. So I guess Del Rio won't be cashing it in then. Because that's the other thing that they're not really talking about is that he can cash it in whenever. They're taking focus off it, which I think is really interesting. They're basically focusing Punk versus Cena, and that's it.
Mm-hmm. I think that this could be a good match, but once again, the build-up factor. SummerSlam was, 4 weeks after Money in the Bank? Mm-hmm. Why not have feuds ready to go? You know, why tease a feud and then a week later, turn it into this big thing? Like Del Rio versus Kofi, I think could be a pretty good feud that could last for two pay-per-views.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do this. Don't do this.
Yeah, because the pay-per-view's in, 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Well, a week and a half, really.
Yeah, that's right. A week and a half, my bad.
I shouldn't even say that. 9 days, you know?
Gosh, that's unreal. Completely unreal. So, well, at the ending segment, Triple H, Johnny Ace, Cena, and Punk all have their time in the ring. I thought it was really interesting that they brought Johnny Ace out because why? There's no purpose of having him out there.
No.
And the fact they had him out there, I was like,
stupid. I don't know if this segment came off as good as they wanted it to, because they were trying to outface each other. So Triple H tried to outface Cena. Cena tried to outface Punk. Punk tried to outface Triple H. And I don't know if this came off that well, because I think that they were really just trying to – I don't know if they're trying to turn them into Shades of Gray and turn them into tweeners and not have a face heel thing. Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to be interested in seeing where this goes, but I feel that it's kind of fallen flat a little.
A little. The other thing that also bothers me is that when you have two titles out there, the IC belt back in the day when they did with Shawn Michaels and Razor Ramon, you could get away with this. Nowadays, the title, the WWE title, the one that Cena has, looks completely different than the one that CM Punk has.
Mm-hmm.
Like, big time. As in, you can tell that CM Punk's is real because you can see all the diamonds shining. You can also see how thick it is. And then when Cena holds up his, you can see how it's not as shiny. And that, of course, the diamonds aren't showing properly. And all the plates are thinner. All it is a deluxe title belt that they have that you can get from WWE shops on, I think, for like $500. That's all it is.
And with that plug, we get 10%.
Yeah, that'd be awesome if we did. So let's move on to SmackDown. So Natalya officially is now a heel. She turns on AJ, which is, I guess they need more heel women. Apparently there weren't enough.
They did?
Why? Even realize they had any heels.
I didn't realize that they still had women's wrestlers.
Yeah, apparently they do. So Ezekiel Jackson versus Zack Ryder. Well, it basically turns into Ezekiel Jackson versus Zack Ryder for the IC belt, which is a big deal. So this is Zack Ryder's IC title, debut, if you want to call it that, or his chance to become a champion.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not the internet champion. He'll be the internet. Actually, you know what? They should do that. He can say he's the IC champion. He's the internet champion.
Oh, God. Really?
Yeah. Because he has the belt. He's according to Michael Cole, he spent $1,500 on that belt to get it. So.
Which, you know, we did our research and it's not far off.
Yeah, it has to be damn close.
Yeah. Yeah. No, so I don't know. I mean, I think that Ryder, I think his on-screen role as Teddy Long's assistant, I think goes over incredibly well. I think this, why put him in a squash match? Why?
Yeah, there was no point to it.
And what about what happened at the end there?
Well, at the end, Trips hits the pedigree on Ryder. He takes it like a champ, by the way. There's actually a video out there, if you guys haven't watched SmackDown yet, there's actually a video out there of him doing it. And Ryder does not really put his hands down. He takes a chest bump, which I thought was pretty interesting.
I wish more people would take the pedigree like that. I hate it when people kneel with it, like they take it with their knees and they take it with their hands. I hate that. Just take it with your chest.
Yeah,
you know,
it's not like it's a hard bump. I mean, you're only falling like a foot,
mm-hmm.
if that. So, well, Mark Henry and Sheamus is confirmed for SummerSlam. Of course, Sheamus is now 100% a face, and mm-hmm. He's sick and tired of what Mark Henry did during SmackDown, which he took Kozlov out. So. Sheamus had to do something about it, and he's upset, and he's an Irishman who loves potatoes, and he's going to go ahead and put the smacketh downeth on him.
I don't know. Do you like him as a face?
No, he's too white.
I don't like him as
porcelain white. That's the
I don't
problem.
Like him as the face.
Yeah.
I think that you need to turn him heel. Like, try him out as a face, see what fans' reaction is, but he's more of a heel. He looks like a heel.
Yes.
You have someone like John Morrison. Morrison can play a face or a heel. Miz, face or a heel. Rock, face or heel. Cena, Punk, doesn't matter. But Sheamus is through and through a heel.
Exactly.
Yeah, I completely understand. And you know, one thing I do understand? Great web hosting. Are you a blogger or a podcaster? You're not happy with your web host? Check out HostGator.com. We will find web hosting made easy and affordable. They offer unlimited disk space, bandwidth, and one-click script installs with a free site builder and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use special coupon code WrestleMania, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite of your web hosting costs. Impact Wrestling. So, it's official. Anderson versus Bully. It's set. What do you think?
I don't know.
I mean, it's hardcore justice, dude. I mean, it's going to be a big pay-per-view.
No, not really.
Not really. It's supposed to be.
No, it's not. It's going to be pretty uneventful.
Who books this crap?
Well, you know, these two, they'll probably have a good match, and they've been building up this feud for a little bit. But they finally announce it the week before the pay-per-view. Not even a week. 3 days before the pay-per-view. Like, you want to know who's booking this crap? WWE is.
WWE's booking it now?
Yeah.
That's what it seems like. That's what it seems like to me anymore. Samoa Joe finally gets his first Bound for Glory points, but he's DQ'd when he wouldn't let go. So he finally gets his 10 points for the submission, but he gets DQ'd because he wouldn't let go. And which I don't understand, because the match is over once he taps, right? So the match is over with. He should get 10 points. So he can't get DQ'd because he had to get DQ'd before the bells rang.
I know. DNA rewriting the history.
Who is actually booking this crap?
I don't know, man. It's stupid. Like, give him the 10 points and then have it be a big thing. And then give him 10 more points and be like, wow, he just jumped a bunch of people. 10 more, and it's like, holy crap, he's in third now. Like, three matches, he's in third place or whatever it is.
Right.
Like, that would be cool. That would be kind of cool to see. This, just stupid. Just stupid.
It's seriously, who's booking it? So, anyways, so Double A gets a win over Shelley, which I don't get why, but, you know, it's the further feud. Austin Aries, of course, is Double A. Not Arn Anderson, as most of us know him, or Mr. Wallace, if you're from Kiwani. But anyway, so I'm surprised that he went over on Shelly. I thought Shelly would have get the upper hand on this. But I guess it turns out that Austin Aries is definitely going to get pinned at the pay-per-view. Because why else would he win?
Well, they really want to push Austin Aries as a heel X-Division champion, or X-Division wrestler. This is a good way of doing it, because obviously Shelly is super over with the crowd. Super over. And it was a good match, good enough match. You know, I'm not gonna fault them too much. I'm interested in Austin Aries. I am interested in him, and I think that he could do some good stuff in Impact, but he's gonna be stuck in the X Division for the next 2-3 years.
Correct. I mean, he was great in Ring of Honor, but you know, some guys will do good in Ring of Honor and come to Impact Wrestling and not do good, and you know, that's kind of sad because Ring of Honor is a great promotion. But, you know, it's also kind of good for him to move on with his career and actually be on TV every week.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, so Kurt Angle and Sting have their contract signing, and that's it.
And Andy, you'll never believe this.
Do they beat each other up?
No. You'll never believe this. They signed the contract, and that's all they did. It was a swerve of a swerve, because you think something's going to happen, and then it doesn't happen. It was weird. They just got in each other's faces and said, we're going to fight.
That's it.
And that's it.
Nothing else happened.
So, Andy, you have a top five.
I have a top five for this super short show. I have my top five indie wrestlers turn superstars.
And by superstars, you mean that they've gone on and done big things.
Correct.
You know,
either in, you know, I even would throw in WWE. You know, I need to say Florida Championship Wrestling, maybe even Impact Wrestling, and also Ring of Honor. You know, that's what I consider the big one. You know, actually, technically, those are the big ones. Well, actually, just the two are the big, but still. You know, I guess we can throw JCW in there if you want to count Juggalo Championship Wrestling. Okay, I guess
not.
By the way, you know their pay-per-views are $4.95.
So, Andy, what is your number five?
Number five is a guy known by Brandon or Caval or Low Key. He's my number five, great wrestler. honorable mention.
What has he done? What has he done, though?
What has he done? Well, he's also been to... he was on NXT. He was the NXT Season 2 winner, which, by the way, he should be promoting, even at Impact Wrestling, which he's not, which I would be promoting that, because that's kind of a big deal. He's also had some great matches of Ring of Honor. Some of the best matches I've ever seen in Ring of Honor involve him in some way.
But what has he done? I mean, you know, what has he done to get that coveted number 5 spot?
Realistically, because he was a big indie guy, and he just went nowhere, and then all of a sudden he just showed up in TNA, tore it up, signed with the WWE, was at Florida Championship Wrestling for a while, won NXT Season 2, and then he was in the WWE, then left. And then now he's back with Impact Wrestling. But I think he's just a great wrestler overall, and I think there's potential if he can get rid of his ego. So number four is Samoa Joe. I saw Samoa Joe before he was even in Ring of Honor. He was just one of those guys. It was very weird seeing a guy who at the time was basically as my size, and he just could do cruiserweight stuff. And I couldn't believe how good he was. He was just awesome. I couldn't believe it. You know, great for him. He actually turned down a contract with the WWE basically because they're going to dumb him down to one of their wrestlers opposed to what he is, which is basically a Samoan bad butt, basically. He kicks butt, period. And he's done a lot of good things. He's been the X Division champ. I'm trying to think of all the belts he's had. He's a Ring of Honor champion, of course. Great Ring of Honor, just he was awesome in Ring of Honor. And he went to Impact Wrestling, and he was the same person, but even better. And I just wish that they would utilize him properly in Impact. So,
well, and here's the thing, too. Not only was he an X Division champion, obviously tag team champion, which anyone gets these, you know, nowadays. But he's also a TNA World Heavyweight Champion. A TNA World Heavyweight Champion. That's a pretty big deal.
Oh, yeah. The number three, of course, is AJ Styles. I don't remember exactly when I first saw him, but he's one of the top people in Impact Wrestling right now. And the fact, and he's also had the Triple Crown a couple of years in a row also. Well, just a great overall wrestler. Buddies with Kevin Nash, if I'm correct. And was he in WCW at one point?
I think he might have been there at the tail end, but I'm not positive.
Maybe as a jobber, but he wasn't anything. He was something once he got to Impact Wrestling, and he turned into one of the... He was one of the people that I bet Impact Wrestling didn't think would do anything, and he tore it up. Became one of their top faces and top heels at one point. Great wrestler, great in the ring, great mic skills. You know, overall, just a great person.
Yeah, and you know what? That's one I'll tell you right now. That's a huge one. Like, AJ Styles is, you know, he's not king of the indies or anything. But man, like, you know, he was in Ring of Honor, which is considered really indie. Obviously TNA. He's huge. And he's an amazing performer, too. Everyone you've mentioned is amazing. So.
And my number two is CM Punk. Chick Magnet Punk or Chicago May now, as he is now, or Cookie Monster, depending on who you talk to. But CM Punk is my number two indie wrestler turned pro. There's not much really I can say because you see it all, especially what's happened lately with him, because finally they decide, hey, let's push him because of him doing something weird on Raw. Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, I can't wait till he writes a book because he's going to tell all what happened. And that, you know, the thing is, that's going to be 5-10 years down the road. But people are going to be anticipating when he says, you know what, I think I'm going to write a book. Everyone's going to be like, when is it out?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's one thing I just finished. I didn't finish it, but I started reading Chris Jericho's second book, and it's been really good. And I can only imagine how his is going to be. I mean, he's held numerous titles. He has some really good friends. He's also, you know, he's just one of those guys that, like, you can just tell he knows what he's doing. He's very... Like, he's very true to his friends also. Lots of titles. I mean, he's been the heavyweight champion. He's now the WWE champion, which is awesome. ECW champion. Oh, gosh. I mean, the list goes on. He just never went to Impact Wrestling, which is the weird part.
Well, he actually was there, but it was only for, I think, a match or two.
Oh, really?
It was
news to me.
If you blinked, you missed him.
Exactly. So I needed to go to my number one, but before I go to my number one, there's one guy I left off the list, and the reason why I did is because he's not had a big title yet. And that's Paul London. Paul London was a great... The very first Ring of Honor match I ever saw, He did the London Calling, which is a Shooting Star Press. But there was a ladder in the ring laying down. It was, I think, I'm going to just say a 12-foot ladder. He ran up that 12-foot ladder. It was laying completely on its side on the top turnbuckle, ran off the top of it, and then did the Shooting Star Press one-footer onto a bunch of guys on the ground. And once I saw that, I was like, that guy's going to be a star. The only problem is he's not had really any belts besides the tag belt, I think, in the WWE. And that's it. So that's why I couldn't put him on the list. But in that match, one of the actually in that same pay-per-view, I saw another guy named Bryan Danielson, who was my number one. And that guy just impressed me from day one. I just couldn't believe how good he was and how sound he was in the ring. And the fact that he actually had to go to FCW to learn the quote-unquote WWE style actually kind of upset me. I thought that was a slap in the face to him. But all in all, this guy is going to be the future of wrestling, him and CM Punk are. And I think Bryan Danielson, or I'm sorry, now it's Daniel Bryan. He will be the future.
You mean Daniel Bryan Danielson, right?
Yes, exactly. He will be the future of wrestling, and I will not. I mean, I can go back to the show when he's the world heavyweight champion. I can say I told you so because he will be the champion. He will be the best in the WWE. He'll just be the best overall. And I'm looking forward to his match at WrestleMania because he's going to headline it, which I'm pumped about. Who cares about Cena Rock? Because that's going to be a boring match anyways. So what do you think?
Yeah, you're right. It's an interesting list. I don't know if I would have Daniel Bryan at number one, but, you know, it's nonetheless, you know, like you said, he is the future. And, you know, people like him are the future. CM Punk is the future. It's nice to see them getting some love because they have made it. So just being indie doesn't mean that you're not going to make it.
Exactly. So that's all the time we have for this week's show. If you're into the Twitter, you can follow the show at AuthorMark86. I want to thank Section 86 and 86 Productions for hosting and editing the podcast. And I want to thank our listeners for taking time to download and listen to the show. And until next time, we'll see you in the ring.